this, and this statement is going to seem funny, but it is what it is. One of the greatest tricks in our realities as children of God and beings, live, living beings, is the idea of spirituality, or the idea that something else other than you is spiritual, or that you can be more spiritual, or that the spirit works over here, or it comes from above, all these different things. And it literally bred and breeds separation in our mentality, which severs us from the true nature that we are. It's not that we as a being have changed, but our mentality has changed. And the scripture says, as he thinketh in his heart, so is he. And so the way that we think determines how we really function or who we really are. Jesus would say this over and over again. Do you believe I can do this? Or he would say, be it to you according to your faith. If thou canst believe, all things are possible. So this conversation, so it has everything to do with your mentality and your mind. And the truth of the matter is, we have been flipped. From the very beginning in the Garden of Eden, we were flipped. We were flipped, and now sometimes I slow down and I read things. Class called Living by the Book, and even that phrase, living by the book, is a bit weird, because learning has always come from just life being what it was. You know, if you ever pay attention to animals, I have about 5 dogs. If you ever pay attention to how they function, they don't function. They don't function naturally off of what they learned. I had a dog, and she was 2 months old. Had you know, didn't grow up with her mother. You know, they said it didn't grow up with her parents. But I remember she was about 6 months to a year old, and I remember I bought a little bone for her. You know, little bones you get from the pet store or whatever. And she took it, and she played with it while I ran around, and then immediately she took it and started running around the house. And she jumped on the sofa and started digging between the cushions on the sofa to bury the bone in there. And I said, well, now where, because I didn't teach you this. Where did you learn this from? Your mom wasn't there to teach you how to bury bones. So I had to look it up. We would know that from kids and just watching TV and everything, the dogs would bury different things. And I found out that dogs bury it because when they have a bone or food or something, sometimes they don't finish it. So they find somewhere damp and somewhere they can dig in the ground and hide it to go back to it later. But where did she learn this from? No verbal conversation. I didn't teach it to her in no training class. It was instinctual. I like to call it instinctual, and I like to call what we have a God instinct. But ever since the garden, it says, Genesis chapter 1, and then the verse 3, it says, and God said. I don't need to go into what everything he said, but just say he said, when you say, you speak words. Words are alive. They are not just on paper. They're not just something to be read, but they're actually something that brings life. And God said. But ever since Adam and Eve, which represents the beginning of us and our mentality in a lot of situations, decided to eat from the tree of knowledge of good and evil, now we've been basing everything on those two principles. And now we've gone from being life to learning how to live life. And it's such a backwards thing. There are a lot of natural things that come with us, but we're living in so many layers of information and misinformation, and this spiritual and that spiritual, and that's a revelation, and that's not a revelation, this is a logos, and that's the rhema, and all these different things, and all these different lists, and all these different steps, to the point that where we're living in the layers and never put our feet on the actual ground. And so we're living backwards. We're living totally backwards, and so now, I even watch when Jesus talks, he has to say things a certain way. And if you ever slow down and listen to him, it almost makes no sense, like, duh, what else would it be, right? Like, what else would it be? But we make it a deep thing, or make it a spiritual thing, or we make it whatever. And we don't realize that we're working backwards. Now, ever since we ate from the garden, ate from the tree in the garden, now we're trying to learn information to know how to live. When actually, this class is called Living by the Book. But living by the book is about your life. Listen to what I'm saying. I want you to understand what's going on. The in the beginning, God said. It didn't say in the beginning God made a Bible. It didn't say in the beginning God gave instruction. It didn't say in the beginning that God gave an anointing. It didn't say in the beginning God said pray. It didn't say in the beginning God said worship. It didn't say in the beginning God said fast. It didn't say in the beginning all of these things that we do to try to get into some zone or another. It didn't say any of that in the beginning. Think about that for a minute. In the beginning, let's get back to Eden. Okay, well, in Eden, here's how it was. In the beginning, God said, and then you go on, everything he made, man, gave him dominion. Told him to be fruitful, multiply, replenish the earth. That's not just limited to having babies. All right, listen to what I'm saying. Replenish the earth. Have dominion. Every herb bearing seed. Give you everything that you need. But we got backwards. So now, as soon as we eat from the tree, and I keep saying we because this is the mentality that we take sometimes. We won't snap ourselves out of it. As soon as we eat from the tree, now we, and this is no disrespect, but even the idea of school or having to have a school to teach you things, whatever kind of schooling it is, right? We've taken on this idea of information, of knowledge, right? And we don't realize that the knowledge is about us. We are the beginning of that understanding. We were here, humanity and reality and life was here before any book was ever written. Listen to what I'm trying to say. The laws that Moses got and the laws that were given as a reaction to how man was being, because of living a severed from God mentality. And that's why they call, Jesus, they called him Emmanuel. When we ate from the tree of knowledge of good and evil, we separated ourselves from the God nature that we are. I don't know where we think we came from or where we think we got it from or how did we think that it was something else. But our literal life is the breath or the spirit of God. The word spirit means breath. Look it up in Hebrew. The spirit of God actually breathed on the inside of us. It literally is God. The same breath that it took to say things and speak into existence is the same breath that he breathed in us. And watch this. When God said, let us make man in our image, man wasn't made yet. God said it. I'm gonna make a point for a minute. God said it. It didn't say God said, let us make man in our image and our likeness, and then there's man showed up. No, God said, let us make man in our image and likeness, and then it says he formed him. He formed him from the dust and breathed into him. There were some actions that were alive. There were alive actions that correlated with the words that he said. When he said, let us make man, there was an action that correlated that brought those words to life. John 1, I don't have to go and read it because we read it every time we do this class. It says the word was made what? Flesh and dwelt among us. That means there was no longer a severing from being able to say something and not be something. I texted some friends, I tweeted this and I said, the only difference between humans and animals is that humans can lie. You can say something and not be it. And this becomes the severing. We can even say, well, you know, Lord, you're holy. We can do all the worship and say all the different things. Say, I'm a Christian. I am a C. I am a C-H. I am a C-H-R-I-S-T-I-N. And go through the whole process and still not be the manifestation of what that really means until we understand. And so now God said, let us make man. And then I want to say correlating actions, but the actions are only what he was saying in the first place. The words were about what he was getting ready to do. It just had to mention that he said it so we can understand what was going on, right? This is why they called Jesus, and this is why they named Jesus Emmanuel. What does Emmanuel mean? You all know it. Emmanuel means God with us. My in this class name Emmanuel, right? That means God with us. Now, because we only say that around Christmas time, Emmanuel, that means God with us. And we have this super spiritual, deep, gets on my nerve mindset about it. It never sits real with us. But listen to the statement, Emmanuel, and the word man is in there, but it's Emmanuel, and it says God with us. So I'm going to change that, all right? So you've been thinking of God with us. So when Jesus is here, it's God with us, right? Like Jesus was God with us on earth, right? No, go further now, because Jesus is always trying to tell you who you are. The works that I do shall you do also. The same spirit that is on the inside of you. So watch this. Go God with us. Say it again. God with us. Say it again. God with us. So here we go now. It's almost like a a Bible with a notebook. That's what I'm saying. Or a suit with a tie, right? That means they come together as a unit. If I went somewhere and I told you, you can get a suit with a tie. You know what I'm saying? The suit costs, you know, $3,000, you get $3,000, you get a suit with a tie. Well, you automatically, you don't have to be like, well, how much the tie costs? No, because I told you that the $3,000 was for the suit with the tie. That means the tie came with the suit. God with us. It is God with us. It's us with God. With God, all things are possible. Let's break this down now. That he's showing us what God looks like with us. So when somebody sees us, they see the God version. I hope y'all catching this. God with us. So living by the book, it really means if we flip it. Now, so there's a lot of flipping that you got to do. Because a lot of backwards mentality, the polarity has to flip. Our magnet has been pushing things away when actually we should be retracting. So watch this. If you flip it, living by the book, it really could say the book is by my living. the word was made flesh. The word of God. Remember now, in the beginning, it didn't say in the beginning God wrote. In the beginning there were scriptures. John 5:39, and we go this over and over again. And I turn this so nobody accused me of not using the Bible. John 5:39 says, it says, search the scriptures, for in them you think you have eternal life, and they was testified of me, taking it from just being something as a script or as something on a page to actually being a person. From the page to a person. From the page, from the pronunciation to a person. Listen to what I'm saying. They testify of me. It says, but you will not come unto me, and you will not come to me that ye might have life. So he's trying to, he's the whole conversation, and I don't even have to go keep going over and over and over again, but we need to understand that the word, I know we say a lot of different super deep spiritual things, but God said, let us make man, and out of the form of the dust he made man, and he breathed into him. Well, when I saw the dust formed, and I saw the breathing into him, then I realized what was said was. The actual living of the thing gives a definition to the sound of it. The actual functioning or the making of the thing. So the word can't be in the flesh, and it's scary because a lot of times you can think you have the word and you can think you'd be acting on the word. No, you can't act on the word. You have to be the word. And people get touchy when you say this because we're so used to the same old thing, but we've got to break out of this. Just quoting scriptures in 2022, just quoting scriptures is officially played out. It's out of style. It no longer works. I don't know if it ever worked over time. God was gracious with us. Being the word is the way. Jesus showed us this in every aspect of who he was. So search the scriptures, for in them you think you have eternal life. And they was testify of me. In other words, the words that you're looking for is testifying of a person. But you won't come all the way to the person that you might receive the life that you read about. You won't come, and a lot of times the word, when you see the word come, it means appear as. So you won't even appear as me so that you realize eternal life is in you and who you are. John 6:63, it says it is the spirit or the breath. Listen, it is the breath, the spirit, the breath of God, the spirit that quickeneth or maketh alive. We talked about this on one of the other classes. The flesh, now don't get deep. The flesh, you know, living in the flesh, the carnal mind. No, shut up. The flesh, your body without, shut up. Yeah, I say shut up. Right, shut up. You shut that spiritual, sometimes the spiritual thing try to come up and get all deep. No, shut up. We're missing the practical things. Paul talked about we miss simplicity that is in Christ. It is not in a fog. It's not in nowhere else. It's right there sitting with you. You never saw Jesus get overexcited or get off in the spirit or get whatever. Jesus was right there, boom, in pocket, no matter what was going on around him, no matter who said anything around him. Every time you saw him, he was in pocket because he knew it wasn't somewhere else. It was always right there with him. So his mind had flipped from the normal way that humanity thinks. So the flesh, it's literally talking about your body without breath. You've ever been to a funeral, or you see a body laying there, there is no more breath there. There's a body. There's a flesh right there, but that flesh is unprofitable because there is no breath on the inside of it that quickens it or makes it alive. So it is the spirit that quickeneth or makes alive, the breath. The flesh profits nothing. The words, that's not how he describes it. He says, the words that I speak unto you. This is Jesus talking, John 6:63. Look at it. The words that I speak unto you, then he describes them. He say, they are spirit, or they are the breath of God, and they are life. Now, if the words are life, word made flesh, search scriptures testify of me. God said, and if we've got to put something together, we've been having a lot of scriptures and not a lot of life, because we've been going to the scriptures to try to get life, when actually the scriptures are telling us about the life that we already have. Listen to what I'm saying. So we've been missing the point. They are spirit and they are life. That means they are breathed upon. They actually give you the sustenance for your lungs to breathe and stay alive. Watch this. And they actually are your life. So how is it? So I'll ask a question. When you get a manual for something, right? Like not e-manual, but a manual, right? A manual. When you get a manual for something, does the manual empower the thing that it's about? Think about it for a minute. So you get a new blender. Mm-hmm. And got a bunch of little buttons on the front of it, and you got to hook it up or whatever. And then there's a manual that comes with it. And you can pick, you know, if you don't like blenders, you can pick whatever kind of appliance you want to, but I'm just using the blender. Got a bunch of buttons on there, and the manual says, make sure you plug it in the wall first. And then you got high, low, high, medium, and low, and then make sure you put the top on first and everything. Is the manual actually empowering the thing to work? Or is the thing already made to function and the manual is telling it who it is already? So every time I hope every time you get used to using an appliance or something that you have, that you don't go to the manual every time to try to find out how it works, because it actually works. And if you start realizing how it works and that it works, then you realize that the manual is only telling you what you had already. Does the manual, now I've seen some situations where I was working with something with some technologies or a computer or different things of that nature, and the manual would be digital, right? And then the manual would already come, some of the manual would come inside the machine already. Some computers come with the manual already in. When you plug it in, it comes up and walks you through the process. It walks you in through the booting up process, right? But even so, some of those manuals have a code in it. And that code may unlock things, but it can't unlock something if it's not already there. There's some programs I bought online that I do with music or different things of that nature, and it has what you call a key, right? It has a serial number and it has a key, right? And some of you even have a little key that's just on a USB. And as long as that key is plugged in, you can use the program. But if you don't have a key, you can't use the program. Now, it's not that the key makes the program work. The program works, but the key gives access to the program as it is. Listen to what I'm saying. I give you the keys of the kingdom. The kingdom of God is within you. It almost seems like one long lifetime riddle that we're just not picking up because we're not slowing down to pay attention. Everything is right there on the inside of you. Why would the word be made flesh? For God so loved the world, the harmony that he made, that he gave his only begotten son, or his equal, that whosoever believes in him would not perish. Not believes in him and what he did, but when you believe in Jesus, you be like Jesus. You be living like Jesus. You don't see Jesus walk up to the man at the woman at the well and start quoting scriptures? Or when the woman about to get stoned and he start quoting scriptures? You don't see him when he go walk up to the blind man and start quoting scriptures? No, he spit in the dirt, putting the man, go tell him wash. The word becomes flesh. What we do is, now we got to put a scripture on it. Put the word on it. This is how we learn it in the word. You put the word on it. What does that mean? To put the word on it. Then when you slow down, you start saying, that really don't make sense, do it. I know some of y'all are going to be scratching. No, you got to speak the word on it. How many times you just spoke the word on it and only nothing happened? Because it's the word in the flesh. But if your mind is severed to think that you can say something without being something, then that is the number one trick of the enemy. This is why he makes you eat off the tree. The manual does not empower the appliance. It only gives instructions on how the appliance works. So it's not really living by the, Lord, messing my class up. Not even, I understand the statement because we have to, we're so far in left field or right field that we got to talk like this. I remember Jesus said one time, he said, you know, he just said, the Holy Spirit that's within you going to teach you all things. And then later on that same passage, he had to say, I'm going to send the Holy Spirit. Now, is the Holy Spirit within us or do we have to send it? But I got to tell y'all, I got to send something because y'all are so built on this tree of knowledge and so built on transaction. You think you can't learn something until somebody done taught you. Yet the scripture says there's a spirit inside of man, a breathing, a God breath inside of man, and he knoweth all things. What does that mean? And he needed no man teach him. There's a spirit inside of man. There's a breathing, but you can't conceive knowing something already. So usually when I'm talking right now, or what I'm doing right now, when you're hearing a message, I'm not giving you anything. I'm not imparting anything to you. I'm letting you know, listen, I'm letting you know who you already are. I'm letting you know what your original truth about who you already are is. I don't have any doctrines or any principles or any rhetoric or any rituals to give you. I'm letting you know that you are already, the Spirit of God is already in you. And so my job as a teacher is to show you what you have already. And if you have a conscience, well, I don't have the anointing, or I don't have this, or I don't have that, then so be it and be into you according to your faith. But I'm here to tell you now, you have all things that pertain unto life and godliness. But you can walk in a form of godliness and deny the power. Was denying the power. Denying the power that you already got it on the inside of you. The word must be flesh. The word cannot just be audible or just be something written or something that you just teach or whatever. No, it's got to be live in the flesh. God said, if God did it, you know, God said, let us make man our image. And he formed him from the dust and breathed into him. And the breathing and the forming was actually making man in his image and his likeness. That he was doing, he was doing what he said, but he really said what he did. So the manual, I leave with this, the manual does not empower the appliance. It only shows you how it works. And so if this is why you can quote scripture, I used to watch the movies, and I know it's just movies, but I've seen demons whoop people before, different situations like whoop people with all the scriptures. They die quoting all the scriptures. And they know it. You know the word. You know the word, but the word ain't made flesh. This is why you can, the poltergeist, whatever movie, the priest come in there and I compare you, but by the power of Christ, I compare you, start throwing water and everything. You can quote all this stuff. And still, the seven sons of Stephen, the Bible had it happen. They went up there and tried to cast some demons out of the demons and said, Jesus, I know, and Paul, I know, but who are you? In other words, I hear y'all talking about, they say, we come in the name of Jesus, in the name of Paul. Like, yeah, Jesus, I know, Paul, I know, but who are you? In other words, I know they were the word in the flesh, but who are you? You're not the word in the flesh. You come and bring in words from them that are empty. Amen.